From NPR News, this is All Things Considered. I'm Robert Siegel.
And I'm Melissa Block, and we're following election results tonight from primary and caucus states. South Carolina, John Edwards, Senator John Edwards of North Carolina, has won a substantial victory there with about 50% of the votes counted. John Edwards has, I believe, 45% of the vote to John Kerry's 30%. In Missouri, a victory for John Kerry, who's won a substantial, has a substantial lead in that state. In Oklahoma, race is still close. Three of the candidates seem to be almost neck and neck. Early returns, 14% of the precincts reporting, and we have Wesley Clark with about 28% of the vote, John Edwards and John Kerry at about 21% of the vote. And other results coming in through the evening. We're joined now by columnists E.J. Dionne of The Washington Post and David Brooks of The New York Times. Thanks to you both.
Thank you.
Good to be with you.
E.J., first, surprises that you're seeing as these numbers come in, or is this fit falling into the pattern that you would have expected tonight?
I think at this point there aren't many surprises so far. Edwards is showing in South Carolina he needed to win it. It was very strong. Kerry really seems to be romping to very big victories in Missouri and Delaware. Or is it the case that as goes Iowa, so go a lot of other states? I mean, it looks at the moment like the two people who come out of this are Kerry with the most wins and Edwards with strong show, a win in South Carolina, strong show in Oklahoma. A lot of how we're going to talk about the night in a couple hours will depend on whether Wesley Clark emerges from that close race in Oklahoma or not. If he runs second, then I think you are beginning to look at the possibility of a race between Kerry and Edwards, although Howard Dean would resist that analysis.
And David Brooks, if that is the case, a Kerry-Edwards matchup, what do you think? How does that shape up from here?
Well, the interesting question is, do they run against each other? So far, they've been sort of running neck and neck. They've been sending lovey-dovey messages to each other. I think John Edwards gave a speech tonight where, for the first time, you really began to see how he hopes to contrast himself with John Kerry. He mentioned first that he understands regular people, that he comes from the masses as opposed to a Swiss boarding school. That's one. Second, he talked about new, fresh ideas. Not quite sure what those new, fresh ideas are, but it's clearly a contrast between the more him and the more experienced John Kerry. And then, most interestingly, he talked about something that Kerry doesn't talk about quite as much, which is poverty. He went out of his way to talk about people who are living below the poverty line. And I think that is, first, harkens back to his roots, but second is to try to pick up an inspiring and idealistic message, which is something that Kerry really hasn't hit on so much. So it's for the first time beginning to see Edwards trying to contrast himself with Kerry.
Look, one of the candidates who did not focus on any of these races tonight is Howard Dean, following up on his losses in Iowa and New Hampshire. He's turning his attentions further down the pike to primaries and caucuses coming up in Michigan, Washington, Wisconsin. Is that a strategy? His advisors have said it's a strategy that hasn't been tried before. Do you think, EJ, that it's a strategy that could work?
Well, politics is the only game in which apparently you can give yourself a bye. You can just skip things, and that's what Howard Dean has done tonight. You know, he was not going to show well. He was running short of money. This was a very expensive week with all those states, and I think he just decided that he has to win somewhere, so he's going to concentrate on Washington and Michigan. Joe Trippi, his former campaign manager, used to talk about how many people they had organized in Washington State on the Internet. This will be the last stand not only of Howard Dean, but also of Internet campaigning, I think.
David Brooks, this does not look like a good night at all for one candidate, and that's Joe Lieberman. He was planning or hoping on some kind of victory in Delaware, and early returns seem to be showing a John Kerry romp there. Joe Lieberman with about 12% of the vote to John Kerry's 50%. Do you expect to see him pulling out of this race?
I sort of hope so. He used to brag about his Joe Mentum, but he's going Joe Ware.
Night is young.
It's sort of sad. I mean, he's a very wonderful guy. He happens to be running in the wrong party. He is a good leader for something called the McCain-Lieberman Party, which is the party that cannot be come into existence. He ran too many times, really running right at the Democratic base. Not a good strategy in the Democratic Party.
EJ?
I agree with that. I think if you looked at what vote Lieberman got in New Hampshire, he ended up with the conservative vote. And you can't win a Democratic primary by winning the conservative vote. I agree with David, that very powerful moment when Edwards was talking about poverty, if he could combine what the exit polls show as an appeal to conservative white voters and give it an idealistic lift with this talk about the poor, poor children, people without health insurance, that could be a very powerful message.
Thanks to you both. E.J. Dionne of The Washington Post and David Brooks of The New York Times.
Well.